Whenever the sun don't shine on the west side, you know I'm sitting right here like your side. Baby, I'm down for you, I'm down for you. Say, baby, I'm down for you, I'm down for you. Whenever the sun don't shine on the west side, you know I'm sitting right here like your side. Say, baby, I'm down for you.
Spot where your girls be, yeah. Told my good man to hit your phone, see where your head be, yeah. We ain't speaking for 5 months, so I'm nervous now. You said that you heard my last shit, so I know you're mad, huh? Oh, man, to that nigga, huh? Uptown with the hitters, huh? Pop a nigga like we pop a Willie, niggas going crazy in the city, huh? If we do a show up in the city, just know that the city steady rocking with me. Always keep it super thousand with you, always down to run a mile for you.
Don't shine on the west side. You know I'm sitting right here, like your side. Baby, I'm down for you, I'm down for you. Say, baby, I'm down for you, I'm down for you. Whenever the sun don't shine on the west side, you know I'm sitting right here, like your side. Say, baby, I'm down for you.
Roll and rock and get the vibe with ya. Ain't nobody get the fighting with ya. Ain't nobody get the pipe and hit ya. And none of nigga can nobody get ya. Wild nigga from the wild side. DC nigga, so I'm real dry. Yeah, yeah, got the mind tied from the heat side to the west side. Super fake with the horse now. Count money with the bros now. G star from my pants, leg, 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 leg with the score up now. Skirt, skirt, in the cool, huh? As I shut it with a door, huh? I ain't really mean to fall in love with a hood bitch, but it's your.
I will be by your shoulder, babe. And when the weather gets colder, know that I'm right there. Said you should know that.
Swimming pools, swimming pools. Now that you put her on a pedestal, light the fuel, light the fuel. Flying off the edge feels like ooh.
Welcome back, everyone, to Egg Hour. We got a full studio packed with some fan favorites. what mic is that? Mic two?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, is this one on?
No, you can share that one.
Me and my doppelganger.
The two Leos.
Yeah, they do look a lot alike.
Well,
hello. Really? Do you think so?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Egg Hour of this week's session. I think this is our second time in Scorpio season, but this time around, we have a full studio packed with some faces who are associated with the show, but are on computer hiatus. and then some, like, some classics. Like some classic extras.
Classic eggs.
Some classic condiments.
They're definitely condiments.
I know you think you're all that, but you're really just a condiment.
Can I be?
But like ketchup.
Yes, relish. Okay. All right, let's.
I'll be ketchup.
Wait, I'm relish.
So you are ketchup. You're pickles.
No,
I'm relish.
No, I'm relish. But relish is pickles.
Meg's a standard egg.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you can be ketchup.
You can be ketchup. Do better. Ketchup, do better.
I think that I'm actually mustard. No.
I feel like you'd be like mayo.
No,
yeah.
No. I'm Dijon.
Dijonese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would name mayonnaise a kid that. Oh my god, I'm gonna name my first child Butter and the next one Dijon.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
Like, I support
But Georgia, at the same time, you're always like, I'm gonna name my child Herbert. Don't you love that name? And it's just like never a good name.
No.
How do you look a baby in the eyes and say, yeah, you're gonna be Herbert?
I never said Herbert, I said Gilbert.
That's even worse.
No, it's not. You
can
call him Gil.
Yeah, that does not improve the situation.
That's like a fish.
Yeah, well, that's cute. Pisces.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Actually, I like Pisces. Gil.
No, Gil? Don't. No, turn back.
Gilly?
Yes,
or
Gilligan.
Gilly? Gilligan's ass.
No, that's terrible.
Okay, who is in our studio? So, just like a little introduction, and if your essence was an egg dish, what would that be?
Oh, that's so
the pressing questions.
I remember last year when I came on this show,
mm-hmm.
when I was in town.
Just a veteran.
I remember I said I was a fried egg.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as much as I love fried eggs and I love, you know, the yolk, I have matured since then, you know.
You know, changing. can I just interject here? Something that Georgia doesn't know how to cook is a fried egg.
But just moving on from that, I think that this time, if I was an egg dish, I would be like that fancy egg thing they have at Tate.
Shakshuka?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I've never had it, but I'm just like envisioning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like elevate.
Yeah, so it's like an aspirational essence.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm like on my way.
I like it. You are on your way, and you're gonna get there.
Yeah. Thank you. And this is Georgia, by the way. You all know me. I know from our last
fan favorite.
So I'm back. Woo.
Woo.
Okay, Olivia, you go.
Oh my. Okay. This is kind of hard because I find eggs to be like a little bit too eggy for my taste.
I agree.
They're just like too eggy, the taste. But
I try to like reach deep down to find my egg height for egg hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be one of those, you know, when they like serve the eggs on those like fancy little like egg dishes, mm-hmm. and you're just like, that's just like an egg, but like on a little like, and like platform.
Yeah.
And you cut the top off.
Yeah, I think I would be that because it's like. Egg. But because it's like just kind of a normal egg, but like made to look like a little more glitzy.
She thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a normal egg.
I'm just like
fancy word.
I'm just a normal guy. Is that yours?
Yes. Precisely.
Oh my god, who is this?
It's Jill.
Gabe, if you were an egg dish, what would you be?
Scrambled.
It's a good one.
Okay, yeah.
I see it.
I like it.
I see it.
Where's the rancheros? I take it back.
Better.
Good night.
Good night, Gabe.
Charlotte, what are you?
Yeah.
If my essence were an egg dish, definitely prepared in a cast iron skillet with a mix of butter and olive oil. It's really the essence is the eggs we befriend on the way.
Yeah.
So it would definitely be part of a larger dish, like, you know, on like a paisley print plate.
Oh.
With cut up strawberries and like an English muffin with like
It's not a whole dish.
Excuse me, I said egg dish. This is my question.
Well, I changed my answer. I actually think I would just be like an egg in the carton with my buddies.
Oh, yeah. Creative.
Like, fresh out of the hen.
Mm-hmm. And our oldest friend of all,
I think
Meg egg.
I think I like what you're saying, Georgia. I think I'd be a raw egg. Like a rogue raw egg that you set on the counter and it starts to roll.
With Charlotte earlier.
Yeah.
Egg?
And you gotta catch it before it cracks or it's gonna fall.
Oh, yeah. That'd That's like that's dramatic.
Yeah.
So you're like living on
potential.
The edge.
Living on the edge.
Yeah, I.
Potential.
You gotta energy. Really, you gotta risk it.
Not mm-hmm. kinetic, mm-hmm. but potential.
Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Did you take physics, Georgia?
Actually,
I
never did.
I took AP physics.
I took AP chem.
I took AP chem too, my sophomore year of high school.
Well, I don't have anything to say to that.
That's... Well, I think I...
Weird brag.
Weird, yeah, odd flex. Yeah.
Oh, are we trying to make it... Are we trying to make it Twitter friendly?
Twitter friendly, what's your weirdest flex or your weirdest brag? Oh, you think of like the past week.
Past week.
Or like some like iconic ones of your lifetime.
No, go ahead.
I think I really like to bring up the fact that my blood type is O negative in any conversation that it will fit. Hey,
including this one.
Are you O negative?
No.
What is it?
I'm O negative.
How are you not O negative?
Wait, O negative, really, like, the universal weird. Donor.
Yeah, I'm
also the universal donor.
Do you like
donor.
To brag about that?
I actually do.
I feel like wouldn't you not want to? Because then it's like, then people would like traffic you for your blood.
People are like, have you donated blood? And I'm like,
no. That's like good news for Charlotte and I, though. Like, if like an accident was to happen in this room.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, actually, I think we would just apply to each other. And then you guys can figure it out.
Yeah.
We can like get
that's rude.
So, like, yeah. We're really
sorry.
I have no idea what my blood type is. How do you figure it? Do you have, like?
Well, I asked because I had a hunch that I was O neg.
I'm just a really giving person, so I felt like I was O negative.
I was like, I'm just too selfless not to be O neg. Like.
I was informed by my sister, and I trust.
Oh, is she also O neg? Is that how that works? I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I never like saw
universal donor. My ass.
My eggs. My gluteus eggs.
Is this?
So what about you, Olivia? What would you say your weirdest flex?
Yeah.
I really want to know.
I feel like I don't have any like recent ones. You know.
Okay, just like an old timer then. What do you think?
I always wear my retainer.
Oh, your teeth.
What?
Oh, me
too. What?
I do.
We've spoken about this before.
Wow, yeah. You really are doppelgangers.
Yeah.
So, and it's like it's same. Truly just like if I don't have my retainer in for one night, I'm like very anxious.
Oh, really?
And like, I can't wait to go back to bed to put my retainer in just to make sure everything's in.
Wow. I got my retainer. I think I wore it for maybe 7 hours.
Then
I've never worn it again, but anytime I make like a music video for a math class, which I did very frequently in high school, I would wear a retainer as like part of like the plot.
Yeah.
A music video?
Yeah, I made a lot of music videos in high school for math class.
For math class?
Yeah, I can show
weird
you sometime.
Flex.
Yes, weird oh yes, flex. That is my weird flex.
I made
that
it, I made like flex. A Harry Potter and an Indiana Jones themed music video for math class, also in high school.
Why math class? Those are like literature characters. How is that math?
I don't know. It was like the journey. We needed a journey.
So my weird flex.
Mm-hmm.
I think my weird flex of the past week has been my grocery store habits. Like, I feel like I've been telling a lot of people every time I go to Be Fresh, I steal one thing.
Wow.
Who's listening to this,
dismantling
Georgia.
Capitalism.
Be Fresh employees.
What did you steal last time?
So I usually steal but lately I've been making sure to steal an avocado or two.
Mm.
But the last time I went, I also stole Barbara's cheese puffs.
Wait,
so bad.
When you steal, do you just not ring it up?
Yes.
Or do you like
put it
in your pocket?
No. I take it up to the checkout and then I like roll it under, but I know that it doesn't get scanned and I'm like, oh, weird. And then I just put it to the
side. I think this is interesting.
Well, you know, I don't feel too bad. And honestly, I feel very proud because this is like the only thrilling thing that I ever participated in.
I see. But speaking of things that make us proud, Ne-Yo's latest album has my heart soaring. Recently played from that, we played Yellow of the Sun and then Gabriel, which are pink bops. Who's gotten an experience to, you know, participate in this sonic event of breathtaking vocals and fantastic musicality?
I have.
Yeah? Yeah, tell me about your experience.
Wait, have you really been indulging in the Scorpio season? Mm-hmm. As Charlotte told someone she's talking to on Tinder, why don't you use Tinder? why even communicate with anyone when you can just be introspective? And so that
wait, that is such oh my god, no.
Do you want to know what the message was?
Yeah.
It was like, so this is like with like a long term so my favorite person to project stuff onto from year, it's been, I think it's been like a year, like two years of just projections. But we were like, there was like a, took like a while to respond, or like honestly just like a day and a half. And then I responded like a week later because I deleted the app to like not like to play it cool, like to seem like I like wasn't overthinking it. And in response to him being like, oh yeah, like my weekend was just busy and I like didn't check the app, I was like, it's Scorpio season. I don't respect prompt replies from anyone. I expect introspection.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, that, mm-hmm.
That's good. Nice.
That's a mindset.
I did laugh out loud. And so that's sort of what I've been, you know, going about in my daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's given me ample time to listen to the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And it is transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
Orbitary?
Yes.
I don't think that's a word,
celestial?
Yeah. All those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a heavy astrological theme to the album.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What? Do we know what Nao is?
Nao is either Sagittarius or Capricorn because she's born in December.
Oh, okay.
I would have thought she was a Pisces.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
So is Charlotte.
Well, Rihanna's a Pisces, so we have. No, that's the new wave. It's like, I don't care about your star sign. What's your blood type? It's very like utilitarian, like, just straight to the point.
It reduces you to just
your what's your blood cells?
Your body. Mm-hmm.
It's like what's what's your sun blood sign? What's your moon blood sign? What's your horizon blood sign?
Oh, nego, nego, nego,
nego. I think I'm gonna have some AB in there.
Ooh. How many types? I don't know. Maybe.
Dude, get educated. AB,
AB,
and O.
ABBA. My blood type is ABBA.
Plus, is there a neutral?
No.
Yes. But there's positive and negative.
Yeah, I thought O was just O. I'm not gonna lie, Meg. I thought I was just blood type O.
Well, but you have, but.
but
there's two.
Wait, have you ever given blood?
Yeah, it's like your moral obligation as an O negative person.
I'm just kidding
it's not it's fine. What are you saying?
Call out.
I call that.
I have even? Also never given blood, so
I'm just like a little nervous, but I know it's the right thing to do.
I feel like I always go in and they're like, we don't really want your blood. Like, that has happened to me like 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, it's like you were sick, and I was like, no, I wasn't. And then they were like, one time they were just like, we can't find a vein. And I was like, okay. Sorry, I'm too much labor.
They won't let my mom give her blood because she, like, may have had mad cow disease.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Yeah, no, there's actually, like, blood giving is really, there's a lot of politics behind it, especially with gay men.
There's a lot of, like,
it's not
problematic.
Yeah, it's
restrictions
really,
on it.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's like, if you may have, yeah.
Or, like, been out of the country.
Mm-hmm. That's also bad, too.
No, I'm just saying that's a thing.
It is a thing.
And, like, I can be part of this conversation.
The way they ask you the questions are so specific during certain dates, it's quite confusing. I'm like, and it's yes, no, but then they sometimes switch it. Like mm-hmm. Yes is the right answer.
Yeah,
and
yeah, just to, like,
no
check
is the
if
right
you,
answer
check if you're
a
paying
lot
attention.
Of the time.
Like, just take my blood, please.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Please, I have so much. yeah, but I think Nao's latest album, Jeff, definitely gets your blood pumping to
rush,
tie it back.
Rush.
And back to one
like
of
no more blood.
The greatest tracks, in my opinion. Enjoy.
Still I'm sorry.
bills, I don't care if it's all, but you know I can't afford it. I don't wanna get bigger, gravity will hold me down like a sticky year. I release you. I don't need if I lose you, I lose you. You can give me the voodoo, like D'Angelo said. How does it feel?
ことは諦めて。You will find yourself with spiritual realizations you couldn't have even contemplated in earlier stages of your life.
Probably would have blew up a night. mic, rap with a mic, and wear really baggy tights. It's like, Queen. Taking bubble baths. Love to see my mother laugh. Can't wait to swoop home so I can hug his ass. Niggas coming up short, where's the other half? Even if my eyes closed, they won't fucking crash. I'm in my fucking bag. Where you at, she? Yeah. Life is easy, I'm somebody hard to come across. Check the pH level, and now I'm done with Vox. Sip is darky right when I be still up a comma boss. Send my cousin to the store to buy some fucking off. Buggin', buy mosquitoes. Buggin', I don't need those. Love it. My peoples, dollar signs, yeah, I need those. So I'll be on my, hey, buddy. So I need my, pick up. So I need to my, pick up. Dollar signs, yeah, I need those. Bugging, buy mosquitoes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Egg hour.
Egg hour.
ASMR.
Wait.
Ooh!
I got the tingles.
Welcome back to my channel.
Are you really good at it?
Yeah, Mech is really good.
Mech should be an asthmer.
Make should be an asthmer. If you were a character in Riverdale, what would your name be, and what would your like niche identity be?
Okay, that's a huge question.
Yeah. Also, I was like, the characters. I need like niche identities are very multifaceted.
I feel like I'd be like a man, but like a stoner kind of on like the outskirts of like the social scene.
Be someone's like crude mother.
Yeah. With a wild side or a leader of the book club?
No, she's like, here's the orange slices.
Like, prune.
Would you be the mom who brings, like, fruit to soccer practice?
Yeah, like, I think I'd be, like, someone's prude mother.
But complicit but, like, in murder.
It,
in
yeah,
murder.
But, like, when it really comes down to it, like, can hang.
I don't agree with the can hang part.
I think I'd be, like, the principal, who's, like...
Yes, you would. Yeah.
Up in there.
Who would, like, seem so prim and proper, but then they moonlight, and their name is Cherry Red at, like, the nightclub, and they're, like, a sax player.
Or, like,
yeah.
Even
flashy.
The teacher... Cherry Red. Wait, you know the plot at the beginning of Riverdale when the teacher's, like, making love?
The birds and the bees.
With the students?
With Archie.
Oh, my God.
That's me?
No, no.
With Archie.
I feel like I see Meg as like the principal who's like seems really like indifferent to all like the students, but is like doing some like illicit thing.
To harm them or to help them.
I'm queer.
Wait, ooh. Have you guys seen the great film School of Rock?
Yes.
Nice.
Are you saying I'd be Ned Schneebly or the principal?
No, the Judy Judith.
Ned Schneebly.
Yeah.
The principal who goes.
Well, yeah. Wow. Honestly, School of Rock was one of my favorite movies growing up. What were some of your favorite? Do you know Sydney White?
With oh my God, I was going to say that.
I watched that movie She's once a week. Yeah.
All of those Amanda Bynes movies are so good.
I feel like that's so a golden good. Era of cinema that has yet to be reached again.
It's like, is it just those two? Are there more? Oh wait, have you ever seen What a Girl Wants? Where she goes to England to find her dad,
good.
And it's Colin Firth.
It's also good.
And he's a duke.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And he's running for prime minister, and he. Oops.
The truth.
I won't give it away.
Oops. Won't spoil it for y'all.
Medford. The truth.
Oh
is,
yeah, Medford, Massachusetts.
The truth is, Amanda Bynes was a. Star for the
she
books.
Had it all.
Like, yeah. She's the Man, the acting in She's the Man is like.
It's like really good.
Chef's kiss.
Her comedic timing.
So good.
No. I feel like her, like, it's on the expressions, you know?
Mm-hmm. And she's so. Also, when you watch her, you're just like, she is every girl. Like, she is me. Like, I am, you know, like, she just. So
I have her.
Relatable.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could, like, go undercover as, like.
As Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
I don't have the bone structure.
Or, like.
Okay. Oh shucks.
She has like those nice cheeks.
She has such a round face.
Yeah,
she's like honestly round faced icon.
Yeah, I love how she wasn't like the standard beauty. of the time, but mm-hmm. I still don't think I can masquerade as her.
Speaking of child stars who are no longer children nor stars in the particular light that they were as children, Lindsay Lohan, have you heard her accent?
No.
she anytime, like, all the videos, she's like,
which is really tragic.
But
thanks, Georgia.
She has this like quasi like British, like French, like Meg, do you know her?
Actually, I have heard it, I think.
Hasn't
she done some like really messed up stuff recently?
Yeah, she like
so the family.
She, like, yeah, she was in some
like
foreign
Paris
country,
yeah.
And like was accusing this family of like trafficking these children, but it was actually just a family. So she was like trying to kidnap
the
kids.
She was like pulling them away.
Yeah, and then the mother obviously punched Lindsay Lohan in the face.
Yeah.
And was like, like, stop stealing my children.
How did I miss this?
It was pretty. Yeah. It was hard to watch.
We used to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
On that big iPhone. On that TV that you carry.
This is a TV, of course.
Is it on film?
Okay, let's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
we'll...
watch it.
Okay, let's see if this works for like, understanding your accent.
Speak in an interview lately, you might have...
Walking, going. Whereas the paparazzi may be across the street, I didn't know. And they crucified me for it.
Wait,
what? They
what?
Made me seem like Satan.
Reference, here's how Lindsay spoke when E.T. last caught up with her in 2013.
How much fun was it to make the movie with Charlie?
It was really fun. He's a really nice guy. And I said it the other night on David Letterman. I really appreciate how he's so good with his crew. And I think that means a lot to me. And it always has.
Yeah, definitely different. And a lot of fans are confused by the change.
Yeah, let's just listen to that again.
In America, they made me seem like Satan.
Reference,
here's... That's not what she sounds like.
That's like when you go to England for a week and you're like, oh, hello.
Hello. Speak for yourself. But speaking of...
open it.
Open it. While you look for a... What?
Okay.
Yeah, while you look for that. Actually, Georgia and I have something to share with you.
We do. This is not like...
Yes. Free to join in. Mhm. You got to see this live performance earlier.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out. That's our new song.
That's actually not the first time that I've heard that.
You
and somehow
are
that was worse.
That was fresh to my ears.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you.
Refreshing. Yeah, congrats.
Good job, Georgia. Good job.
Congrats, birthday twin.
Yes, yes, you are allowed to call in. You are allowed to ask for an autograph.
Wait. If you think we're that good, just tell us.
Yeah.
Don't hold your
coffee. Please compliment us.
Why would you not tell us?
Yeah, exactly. It's Scorpio season, and just go for it.
And I won't make you feel weird. I'll be like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, obviously.
Can I give my announcement?
Yes. Would you like a backtrack to it?
Yeah.
What would you like to be?
Wait, so I just had to read the whole thing.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want your karaoke track to be?
Anything, Charlotte. Whatever you think is good. And this one is going out to Michelle Wozlik, who is currently in...
Global wealth inequality. That's the math class she's in, right?
Yeah.
It's at 10:50 p.m.
Yeah, it's right. It's happening right. No, is that? I think like 9.
Oh.
Like 9 a.m. Okay. Numbers to think about world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to the Oxfam International Report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about. Thank you for that. That's from Oxfam.
Bubs couldn't.
Yeah, I
do. The Bubs want to come up here and fight?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. If you were a Bub, what would your outfit be? Like, would it be like red pants, red blazer? Like, what would your combination be?
Mine would absolutely be red blazer, but like a blood red blazer, ooh, black pants, and then I think like some like statement shoes, like a nice like maroon boot, you know?
Oh, I like
I would wear like a black shirt.
Whoa.
And like I'm not sure if I would have a tie, but maybe I would.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And obviously a top hat.
I would have like a red silk ascot.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so nice.
Yeah, with like a maroon velvet blazer, and like
velvet, you got it.
Like skin tight leather pants.
Oh. Ooh,
mm-hmm. Edgy Bub.
Edgy Bub. Yeah.
Would you wear cherry?
My name would be.
You know.
It would be. Dash.
Oh,
Dash of the Bubs.
Dash of Ren.
Oh, Dash, all the ladies say. Yes, ladies, I say it in my leather skin tight pants.
Wow, this is a fantasy.
Yeah.
Wait, what would you guys? Well, we know Meg would wear a cherry red.
No, I would wear I'd wear a tight cherry fiery red turtleneck. Suspenders, also fiery red. Tight red pants, fitted blazer, oversized blazer. I'm not done yet. Pointy, super shiny, sleek red. No, black boots. Sorry, but when you kick up the heel, there's cherries painted all over the bottom.
I thought you were gonna say they were tap shoes.
I just tap dance. And then
the Bubs was like that, honestly.
What's my name? No. So then I would I would obviously have like cherry pin on my
you're just like the lapel. Cherry,
my oversized blazer. Sorry, yeah. And then an umbrella.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you could like do some moves.
Oh my god.
What are you like doing with your arms while you're like singing?
Yeah, like kicking.
What's
I'm tap
name?
Dancing.
What's your name?
Santa Claus. Daddy Nick.
Daddy Nick. Cherry Santa.
Cherry bomb
in your face. you better have your
cherry
umbrellas
bomb ready. What about you, G?
I would definitely do full red, like red on red on red. Mm-hmm. I definitely
would, it be cherry red?
Would do it would be like
it couldn't
it would be like
blood
lipstick red. Yeah,
there's so many different
yeah there's only there's one yeah, red so lipstick. I'm anytime someone tries to branch out, Sephora's okay. Like, no!
Okay, so, no, it would definitely be, like, multi-tonal reds. Not just,
like a
reds.
Quilt?
Yeah. And it would be all, I'd be wearing, like, silk pajamas.
Oh. I actually have red silk pajamas. Yeah. Would you like to borrow them sometime?
Wait, are you kidding me? How have we never seen those?
Because I have many pajamas and I leave some of them at home.
Lately, I've just Yeah, silk pajamas. Like, that's what the outfit would be. And then I would definitely have a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
But it would also be red.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have some loafers with golden applique.
Mm.
And then... Gold leaf. Which I know would be departing from the Bubs color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sun King decides. Yeah, they have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And then I think I would also have a hair piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
What color?
Red. My name would definitely be Kennedy.
Perfect.
I like it.
Perfect name.
Kennedy.
Would
your bang have? Would your would your wig have bangs?
Would my what? My look have bangs?
Would your bang have bangs?
Oh wait, would my like haircut have bangs?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, a little
Kennedy. Kennedy would definitely have bangs.
I feel like wispy side bangs.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Kennedy is like that. Like, yeah.
But he just. Kennedy doesn't have to have bangs.
Well, I'm trying to decide. Like, does Kennedy look like me?
Well, are you you when you're in
what
the
is
Bubs?
You? Do we exist? I mean, everything, including the Beelzebubs, is a social construction.
True.
You know, there's nothing to say that I'm not in the Bubs.
True, true.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Kennedy agrees, mm-hmm. too. But this is a stretch for him.
Yeah. Okay, no bangs. That's fine. You can grow them out. He can grow them out. Yeah. He can decide
later.
Your
hair grows back.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Well, this is Dub Info Medford. Jungle Pussy was in Boston last night.
Ooh,
it was incredible. She's so talented. And you know what the best grocery store is?
Is it Whole Foods?
No. It must be
you went to Whole
Market
Foods
Basket.
Today.
Is it Be Fresh?
No.
Stop and Shop.
No.
Oh, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's definitely Sun Market.
The Sun King Grocer Provisional
Michael's.
Beverages.
Michael's. Where I
Michael's
go grocery
is
shopping.
Much. Well, this is Dumb for Medford. This has been Ag Hour with some lovely guests. And the best grocery store is
Trader Joe's.
Swallow kids if he start eating vegetables. New York nigga with the love for Arizonas. I got the juice, he bout to start sipping on. You see how it be, you ain't know you needed me. Now I'm all in your room. Look at you, want a piece of me. The ripe fruit hanging off the tree. I'm a mango, mommy, pero te quiero, papi. But not more than I want to be making so much money. You go hit my phone when I get home. Stank attitude, bad allergies might embarrass you. Make your granny see me at your barbecue. Pop a plan B, stop the family. A father not cute. I'm starving at the function. I'm marveling at your cousin. Do he know where the stash is at? Where the lobster, the crabs, and the pastas at? He laughed at me. He do though. I can see his maduro inside my noodle. You gon' hit my phone when I get home. You gon' sing this song like all day long. We don't fuck, he just picked me up from Trader Joe's. Carry all my groceries and lick on all my toes. Tryna cuff, but I know you gonna leave me